Our scripture for the March 28th selection of My Utmost for His Highest by Oswald Chambers is John 11, 7 through 8. Then after this, he said to the disciples, "Let us go to Judea again." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, lately the Jews sought to stone you, and are you going there again?" As a football player in high school and briefly in college, we were consistently challenged to leave it all on the field. What was the it exactly? Well, it was all, everything. As much of us as we could give away, our energy, our passion, our drive, everything that we could muster up and invest in the game, all of the effort we could put forth. It was to all be spent out on that field in pursuit of victory. One coach in particular would challenge us to reckless abandon, to have total disregard for our own well-being in exchange for the glory of the big win at the end of the game. Football was not life, though we thought it was at times. Football had no eternal impact. In fact, any records I may have set certainly have been eclipsed multiple times over by now. Yet I did learn much of what it meant to give it my all. The question then becomes, to what else do I give such devotion and energy to? To what else might I be willing to risk all in pursuit of? The disciples here were learning a similar lesson. Confused and concerned, no doubt, they questioned Jesus. "Rabbi, lately the Jews sought to stone you. And are you going there again?" There is no greater example of true reckless abandon than the Lord Jesus Christ. Later in John 15, we will read, "Greater love hath no man than he who would lay down his life for his friends." At this point, the disciples had not quite learned the extent to which Jesus would go to fulfill his mission, to show his love, to draw others to him. The disciples had not yet learned that the same would be required of them. That to truly follow Christ is to deny yourself, is to be willing to lay your life down. Have we learned this lesson yet? Have we learned to leave it all on the field? Or are we still holding back? Are we still operating in a mode of self-preservation? We often, in our own perceived intellect, convince ourselves why that radical idea just couldn't be from the Lord. We reason through the situation, and eventually grow comfortable once again on the sidelines, thinking, certainly this is what makes sense. Worry, fear, and doubt, they have a powerful way of keeping us from following the Lord, from stepping out in faith. You see, faith and worry cannot coexist. Faith is being willing to step out, even when you don't know where you are stepping to. This is reckless abandon. Total disregard for your own well-being and any of the consequences. Only, within the framework of faith, it becomes not about a disregard for concussions or broken bones, but rather a complete and utter dependence on a loving, sovereign God. It is about a loyalty to Jesus Christ and a trust that He who began a good work in you is faithful and just to complete it. Rabbi, are you going there again? Well, is it where the Father was calling Him to go? In like manner for you and I, when the Lord calls, we go. Leave it all on the field, Christian. Invest your whole self. May we, with reckless abandon, give all for Jesus Christ.